Hello, and welcome to A Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hahnkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in St. Pius V Priory in Chicago, Illinois. Today's reflection for the Monday of the 33rd week in Ordinary Time is from the Gospel of Luke. Today is November 17th, and at Mass today, we shared this passage. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The people walked in front, rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." It's such a simple line, but when we glimpse the whole drama of the gospel, the cry of the human heart reaches for God, and the voice of God bending down to meet it. "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The story begins at the margins. A man is blind, sitting beside the road, literally and symbolically outside the flow of life. Others pass by him. He sits still. The road is the place of journey, of movement, of purpose. He has none. He lives by the charity of others, dependent, unseen, forgotten. Yet this moment becomes the turning point of his life. The Lord does not first seek him. The blind man hears and calls out. The first miracle in the story is not the restoration of his sight. It's the awakening of his faith. Faith begins in hearing, not in seeing. As St. Paul reminds us, faith comes from hearing. The blind man hears that Jesus is near, and immediately something awakens within him. That spark of faith gives voice to his longing, and his longing becomes prayer. "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The crowds rebuke him, trying to silence him. How often that happens in our own lives. The moment we reach out for mercy, some inner or outer voice says, "Be quiet. Don't bother God. You've already asked too much. You're not worthy." But this man refuses to be silent. The gospel says he kept calling out all the more. This persistence is the essence of true prayer. It's not eloquence that moves the heart of God. It's the stubborn courage to keep calling, even when others tell us that it's pointless. The blind man's perseverance echoes the widow before the unjust judge, the Canaanite woman who begged for crumbs, and every soul who has learned that grace comes not to the polite, but to the persistent. Faith that survives discouragement is the faith that sees miracles. Then comes the most beautiful moment. Jesus stopped. Think of that. In all the movement of the crowd, in the noise and chaos of the road, the cry of one blind beggar halts the steps of God. The Lord of the universe stands still, because one soul called his name. That is what prayer does. It arrests heaven. God hears the cry of the poor, not because it is loud, but because it is true. Jesus asks, "What do you want want me to do for you? He invites the man to name his desire, not because he doesn't know, but because faith must be spoken aloud. Love must risk vulnerability. The man answers, Lord, please help me. And Jesus says, have sight. Your faith has saved you. Jesus attributes the healing not to divine power alone, but to the man's faith. The mercy of God and the trust of the human heart meet, and in that meeting, sight is restored. The physical healing is only half the story. The deeper miracle is that the man sees, not just with his eyes, but with his soul. Before the healing, he already saw that many could not. He recognized Jesus as the Son of God, the Son of David, the Messianic King. His heart perceived divinity long before his eyes perceived it. Now, when his sight is restored, he follows Jesus, glorifying God. The one who sat beside the road now walks upon it. The one who was silent now praises. The one who was invisible became a witness. Every healing in the gospel is also a call to discipleship. The true goal of grace is not simply restoration, but movement. Movement to follow Jesus along the road that leads to Jerusalem and ultimately the cross. If we are honest, there is a blindness that remains in all of us. It's not physical, but spiritual. The blindness of pride, of indifference, of fear. We often fail to see others' suffering or the presence of Christ in our daily lives. Sometimes we are like the crowd, walking with Jesus but rebuking those who cry for mercy. We might consider ourselves faithful followers, yet we hush the voices that disturb our comfort. The poor, the forgotten, the inconvenient. The gospel asks, who am I in this story? Am I the blind man crying for healing? Or am I part of the crowd, comfortable in my sight but blind to mercy? Every Eucharist invites us to exchange our blindness for the light of Christ. When we receive him, we too hear him say, have sight, your faith has saved you. The prayer of the blind man has become one of the most ancient and beloved prayers in Christian tradition. Over centuries, it evolved into what the Eastern Church calls the Jesus Prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. It is the heartbeat of the monastic life, the breath of those who live in constant awareness of their need for grace. We can whisper it in traffic, in moments of anxiety, in times of temptation or sorrow. Each repetition opens a window in the heart, letting the light of Christ enter. Like the blind man, our cry may at first seem small, even desperate, but in the kingdom of God, such cries are the songs of the saints. As we near the end of the liturgical year, the Church invites us to reflect on seeing rightly, to recognize the coming of the Lord not only at the end of time, but here and now. The blind man near Jericho becomes a symbol for all of humanity's awaiting redemption. Christ is always passing by, always near. But he does not force himself upon us. He waits for us to cry out in faith. The end of the year is not a time of fear, but of sight, to see that salvation has drawn near, that mercy has already stopped for us on the road. In the end, this gospel is a love story between a desperate soul and a merciful Savior. The blind man begins by sitting alone in darkness. He ends by walking in the light, glorifying God and drawing others to praise. Between these two moments stand a single prayer, persistent, humble, unstoppable. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. May we never let the crowd silence our longing for God. May we never grow weary of crying out for mercy. And may we learn that faith, in its truest form, is the courage to keep calling until Jesus stops, turns towards us, and restores our sight. If you found a blessing in these words today, I'd invite you to share them with those whom you know and love. And perhaps even invite them to join us each day here in my hermitage when we reflect over the Word of God alive in our hearts. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.